Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. Why do I have to look down? You'd think I would know that by now, right? It's like the same thing every time. That's like, is that lack of concentration on my part? Is that
you should memorize it for the next time.
I'm going to try to memorize it next time. You won't see me, but you have my word that they will. I will memorize it for next time.
That's good. I wonder if I could do it.
You should be able to do it
without reading it by the end of the year, because I've heard it so many times. Just getting ready for this, and I'm so focused. Before you ask the first question,
you're implying that you listen to what I say during the conversation, let alone during the commercial reading.
I'm usually watching film in my office at home till the very end of the first question. So if I ever don't answer it exactly, that's what I'm doing, and I apologize.
You should, because I'm never doing other things during our conversation. There's never multiple things. I'm never texting my fiance about the wedding. None of that is ever happening at this time.
Or during the game.
Or during the game, especially.
Yeah, ever.
There's an old expression.
What do you do during the game?
You know what? You don't
want to know. Other than call the game.
Why don't you get kicked out? You can come up and find out.
How many text messages do you send during a game?
I don't know. It depends on how your team is playing.
Okay. Okay, let's say it's a Monday night close game in Brooklyn. How many times are you going back and forth with friends, family, fans, whatever?
It really depends on the game. What night? How late is it? Have I already said goodnight to my son at halftime? Are we on the West Coast? There's a lot of factors. It's like you think there's a simple answer to these questions. You stare at people when they ask you simple questions when there are multiple answers to all of these. Any chance? I mean, should we just try to get a couple of these in? Or
you can go for it. Go ahead.
There's an old expression that says, may you live in interesting times. And then I looked up and realized that is actually a Chinese curse, which the more I think about it kind of makes sense. There's a huge gap between perception and reality, I think, going on right now. Run me through your view of the Orlando game, in which Max and I are watching the defense for a lot of that first, really into the third quarter, saying this looks like the defense from the very start of the year.
Yeah, it was like our defense last year. It was like our defense at the start of the year. It was physical. We had a lot of we talked a lot about our pick and roll defense that morning heading into the game, and I thought it was the best we played all year in that. And that was really encouraging. What we felt like hurt the game were just a couple of lapses on that end, but more importantly, some haphazard offensive possessions, you know, where especially when they were coming back, that led to transition baskets that didn't answer runs. You know, when Ross or a guy like that gets it going, you got to make it as tough as possible, but you got to answer it. You know, that's the reality of the NBA is they're going to have moments. There's going to be people that make tough shots. If you're guarding as hard and as well as you can, then you've got to go down the floor and answer it. And we just didn't answer it enough.
These lapses have come up in several games. There have been long scoring runs. It's part of the frustration. I don't want to imply. I mean, the obvious question is, do you have any frustration? What is your level of frustration with the inconsistency within games at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the number one thing that we're talking about every single minute as a coaching staff is just our general consistency, is knowing what you're going to get every single night at every single spot against every single team. Now, the NBA in January, you're going to occasionally have moments where guys aren't available, guys, you know, for whatever reason, aren't as good. But that's where we have the depth to pick that up if we're more consistent generally. We have not been as consistent as we need to be, and that has been our major thing, and that has been our major thing from day one. And so hopefully over the course of the next couple of months, we can build some better consistency.
You had a great answer today, I thought, on
Thanks.
It seemed like an obvious – well,
just
I'm not
one?
Let's see if this
I
is
like –
that was one.
Questions.
And
yeah.
You had one good answer.
Okay,
the rest,
good.
You know, they were shaky. It was about – obviously, when I talk about perception of reality this week, there's a 48-minute game in Miami with a couple hundred possessions, yet the majority of questions are going to be about, hey, Marcus Morris and Jaylen Brown had that little thing on the bench. Similarly, at the end of the game with Kyrie looking during the huddle and after the game reacting, you got a question about players questioning, about anybody questioning, and I thought the answer was actually very good about this has to do with leadership and including everybody. Right.
Well, I think your players have to feel comfortable with what they're eventually going to run, and especially a guy that's going to be involved in the action. And so when Kyrie asked to tweak the play, that was fine. I mean, I think ultimately you've got to be able to be flexible. There's a reason we practice. There's a reason we walk through. There's a reason we do things that shoot around, and it's to go through moments like that. We have those things prepared. We have those things ready if need be. And so, you know, we had a couple of options on that. If he hits Al, Kyrie flies up to the ball as Al's catching it. We've seen that happen in Phoenix where that's been a good option. And Tatum got a good look for 2.7 seconds to tie a game. And, you know, the other reality of this is, and this is what I think is really important, is it's a great opportunity in any situation to for Tatum to raise up and get that chance. And so, you know, I thought it was a tweak that made sense. And so my job is to send guys out there that are ready to go tie the game or win the game.
Last week when we were talking about the Nets before the game, you talked about, man, they drive it, and, man, they can shoot it. And they didn't have Joe Harris or Damari Carroll, who were two very significant guys in what they do, and they obviously had them tonight.
Really good. Joe Harris has had a great year, signed a contract this summer, has played incredibly hard on both ends, is a good athlete, really crashes the glass, can drive the ball, can guard multiple positions, but he's become a great shooter. Like, he's one of these guys that runs off screens, and they can run ATOs for. They'll run a lot of misdirection ATOs that end with him catching and shooting. But they do the same for Damari Carroll. This is the best I've seen Carroll play since one of my first years in the league when he was in Atlanta. And it's not a huge surprise. The systems are very similar. Kenny coming from Atlanta with Bud at the time when Carroll played with Al. You know, he's really done a lot of good things. Those two make a huge difference in their team.
That's the head coach. Do you find that when we're sitting here together in a room, which we don't do at home, that you're less comfortable doing other things during this conversation? Because you can go ahead and do them. Nobody will know. It's radio. That's the beauty of it. Max has taken advantage of that for years.
That's one of the things I was actually talking to Jeff Twiss about. I said, like, one of these days I'm going to be in the middle of a film, and I'm going to be trying to break it down and trying to rush through it. Our pregame film, breaking it down, right? And we're going to have our little segment, but for whatever reason, I wouldn't have gotten to it like I need to, and I'm going to answer one of your questions completely wrong. And I just hope I don't say, you know, totally the wrong thing. But the way you judge my answers anyways, I only get one good answer out of 100, so at least I've set the bar high.
Somebody shoot for. See, where it's all, we're all in this together.
Consistency. We're trying to become more consistent in our performance on the radio.
And all throughout the organization. Celtics and Nets next on the WROR Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.